Can't Guess, episode number 447. I am Hoshi BD here in Long Island, New York. As always, we are joined by the one Wombat.
I know Kung Fu.
No, it's I know Kung Fu.
I know Kung Fu.
Much better.
And let's not forget the man who designed the lady in the red dress. Shipwreck.
Hello. That's also a quote from The Matrix. Somebody says, hello, in there.
Hello?
Yep.
I don't remember anything with a red dress in that movie.
The Weasley guy.
Yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
I haven't seen that movie in a really long time.
That guy had the same exact lines in another movie with Ray Liotta.
Ray who?
Liotta?
I think it's Liotta.
I don't know.
I'm not getting involved.
It could be. That's perfectly fine.
People don't talk about that guy in the Midwest probably too much.
I never said his name out loud in my life.
He's a tri-state area kind of guy, I feel.
Okay. It's the movie where they're like in a futuristic prison, like an island or
no
something.
No Escape? No Escape.
No, that's not it.
I know the movie.
I read the book that it's based on.
But it has...
It's called No Escape.
That little Weasley guy in it.
Yeah.
And he is saying the direct lines about, like, when he's talking about the food in The Matrix.
Okay.
When they're eating out of little tin cups. He's saying the exact same thing about food in this scene in this other Ray blah, 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 blah movie.
Maybe that's how he got the job. It is called No Escape. I was right, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
I knew it. I figured as much.
The book, I talked about this on the CatCast a long time ago because I wound up reading the book that it was based on, and the book was much better and very different than the movie. But now I don't know what the name of the book is, but I'm sure you can Google that. Yeah. So what do you want to talk about first? How I smashed my face on the floor or?
Yeah, I do. I want to hear about how you got beat up.
All right. So I didn't, and yeah, first of all, you have to realize that this story is going to be comprised of information from a secondary source being Mrs. Chibi. So just take
who
that.
Who's a known liar?
So. No, I'm just saying, just so you know, just keep that in account. Because I obviously was not aware of what I was doing at most of this.
That doesn't give you license to tell the story in a Japanese accent.
I wouldn't,
still believe that's offensive.
I wouldn't dare doing that. So basically what happened was I woke up in the middle of the night and I had a nosebleed. And I'm not Wombat. I don't get nosebleeds, like, ever. So, you know, I didn't know what was happening, I guess. No, I guess I saw that I had a nosebleed while still in the bed. And I got up and I went to the bathroom. And I sat there for a while. It was like 2 in the morning or something. I don't know. And I'm sitting there with a tissue and it's just not stopping. And I keep getting tissue and tissue and I'm sitting there and it's just not stopping. And, you know, I've talked about it before. I fainted. You know, I took a big shit and I fainted. I have that, you know, condition. I don't know what you call it. Disorder, mental state where I can get myself all worked up about something
sure.
That's physically happened to myself.
Yeah, I the same way.
And I forgot what it's called, but there's a name for it, and it's hard to pronounce, and you can
it's
look
called
it up.
Passing out in health class in college.
That's pretty good. In health class? Oh, from watching something nasty.
Yeah. I've told that story before.
Sure. Yeah, I have. I still remember the kid that passed out in my high school during health class.
I remember elementary school.
I kicked him, but it wasn't me.
We had a kid throw up from the baby being born scene in sex ed in like 5th grade, I guess. Threw up right in the, right in the classroom. Anyway, so I'm in the bathroom, nose bleeding, and I know that I am prone to fainting. So I get, I don't know, I felt like I started to sit down onto the floor. I think I got to the sitting position.
Been there.
I'm not really sure what happened next after I got to the sitting position. I guess, I mean, I fell over and I hit my head on something.
Probably the toilet.
Not the toilet. Because I was in like the sink area. So it was either the floor.
So the sink?
No. Because I was sitting on the floor. So it was either like the cabinet, you know, below the sink or the cabinet on the other wall or just the floor. I could have just face planted on the floor.
So to recap, you're sitting cross-legged on the floor. It was either 25 or 6-4.
Right. And so now Mrs. Chibi hears me say, oh shit, and then a big thud. And that's when she enters the scene to find me lying down on the floor, snoring, with my eyes wide open. Now, remember, it's like 2 a.m. or something like that. And so she's freaking out. And I guess I wake up and I'm like sweating. You know, this is, I've been here before. Like, this is not a new thing. And I've talked to the doctor about it before. And they say, like, this is just happens to certain people. So, you know, she's like, what should I do? What should I do? And she's like, she didn't know what was going on. Like, and I didn't really know either. I could have hit my head really hard. Like, who knows?
Could have been having an aneurysm.
I was right. Who knows? Anything.
Well, so, did you go to like an urgent care or anything?
No, because I've been here before.
Well, so have I, but I still went when I passed out when I was peeing.
Different though. I've never done that. That I might see somebody about.
That's not that different.
Like, did something crazy happen while you were peeing? Like, was it blood coming out?
That same type of situation. No, I was peeing in the middle of the night, and then next thing I know, my wife was in the room asking what happened because I had fallen down and was passed out on the floor.
Right. Anyway, I got Mrs. Chibi to give me a big towel, and I had like a blanket on the floor, and then eventually I crawled into bed. And I was all sweaty and nice. And the bed had all like my blood all over it.
It's more of a nice balminess to you.
Oh, it's so gross. And it's right. Just, but I, you know, once you're in the bed and eventually everything's okay.
It feels
and
like somehow your skin has crawled underneath itself and you just have this layer of liquid on the outside.
And there's nothing you could do about it.
Right. It's wrong.
It is convenient though if you use the blanket as your towel after you pass out on the floor because it can, you know, help you in that regard. So I do have this big bruise on my nose and forehead, but it doesn't really hurt and it doesn't feel like I really did any damage. I feel like it would hurt if I did something. And then I went and played ping pong, like, I guess the day after, and I did really well. So I don't think I have like a concussion or anything.
I don't know. I have someone who's had a concussion.
Ping pong.
Yes, Wombat?
When you have a concussion, you know you have a concussion.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So anyway, the moral of the story is I got to get on the floor right away, basically, when this is happening. Like, lie down.
Oh, yeah. It's a lay down. Get a glass of water. Have somebody bring you a glass of water.
No, I got to lie down first, I think.
Right.
Anyway, enough of that stuff. Let's talk about something more pleasant. How about some show feedback?
Sure. These were hand-picked by Cheapy this week. I figure that's worth saying, so if you don't like them, you know to complain.
I just somehow, when I was looking for topics and stuff, they came out very quickly to me, so.
That's fine.
It's easily done.
Sergeant Barone had to say, I've been listening to the show since early 2010, and that was one of the funniest episodes I've ever heard. From Shipwreck Savannah Adventures to Mrs. Cheapy scaring the shit out of Cheapy through the window, I was on the floor of my car laughing through my entire commute. Thanks for making my drive a hell of a lot better for the last 6 years. Well, it's only downhill from here.
What was this scaring me through the window? I don't know.
I was trying to figure that out too, but I'm sure it was very funny.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the porn, the iPad thing.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, maybe someone can clarify. Someone who listened to the show can clarify.
Beatles have to say.
Ooh, the Beatles listen to the show?
You would think that with his money, Cheapy would buy a label maker to know which of his iPads is used for porn. Probably spends all of it on fancy doorbells to spy on the mail carriers.
The iPads, believe it or not, the iPads do not get used in the house that much anymore. They've sort of been phased out of our computing cycle. So really, I only use the iPads these days.
And I have a feeling when your wife comes home, she doesn't want to look at anything electronic.
She just looks at her phone. Yeah. She looks at her phone. That's all she needs. She got her phone. Yeah, that's all. And we got the big Samsung Galaxy View.
Yeah, that thing is pretty baller.
But even that, I push the buttons for her on that or the screen. I mean, it's not like a question of and you know, these are old iPads. It's the first iPad Mini, I think it is. So I don't know how long ago is that. That feels like a long time ago.
I think that's older than Laura's iPad, and she's she keeps complaining about how old it is. So
we have two iPads. We have the first iPad mini and the first iPad Air.
Okay.
So those are both like fairly old by iPad standards, but they work fine for porn. Mm-hmm. What else we got here?
Louise at He Lose One.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. At GPD, gotta know, does your wife know how frequently you masturbate? Do you typically keep it a secret from her? Love the iPad story.
She doesn't know. And I would say as a tip, you shouldn't offer up that information unless prompted.
You don't just like keep a piece of chalk and a chalkboard next to start tallying it up?
It's not something to brag about. I don't think your wife would be appreciative of that.
You masturbate as often as someone who's home alone all the time with nothing to do would do.
Exactly. I mean, I had a friend over last summer and he was telling me, he basically said my wife would not even guess anywhere near the actual number of how many times I masturbate in a week. She wouldn't be anywhere in the same universe. And he's not going to go offer up that information. Like, why would you? If she asks, you know, that's another thing. But I think this is one of these don't ask, don't tell situations in general. You know, it's not like when I start talking about masturbating with Mrs. Chibi, she's like, oh, tell me more.
Really?
Really? Go on. This is so exciting. Wow. All right. How about some watch this bitches?
I saw a movie over the weekend in the movie theater.
You did? You never do that.
I know. We took a family trip and we saw The Jungle Book.
Does your wife come with you when you go?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah, it was all four of us. Okay. And my cousin and his girlfriend met us too. It was there were six of us in the movie theater.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a lot. It's a lot in those big comfy reclining chairs, which is kind of awesome.
So do they sing the songs in this Jungle Book?
They do, but it's not like a musical number.
It's a rap, right?
It's sort of, they sort of like speak sing it.
Like a poem.
Kind of. It's not as good musically as the cartoon would be.
Okay. But I've heard a little bit of the Bare Necessities thing, but in the trailer, it just looks like animals are leaping at my face the entire time.
Well, that's the movie, is animals leaping at your face. And Cheapy would cry, my guess is going to be four times watching it.
No, that's too many.
That's it. I think it's a four hanky GPD movie.
In the beginning and in the end, like throughout?
The beginning, there's a middle, there's a sad middle
come on.
Thing. You'll just be sitting there, tears. My wife cried twice. My kids really liked it. Sabrina got a little bit scared towards the end. But then when the movie was over, she thought it was awesome. She's like, that movie was awesome. Like, yeah. So I think she's one of those likes to be scared kind of people. But I mean, it looks amazing. Like everything about it, the animals just look pretty, pretty cool. It's worth seeing is where I'm going with this.
Maybe I can see it before these guys go to Japan.
Yes. Good luck. That would be tomorrow.
What else we got here? Any read this bitches? I read a comic.
What'd you read?
But it was old. So, okay, nobody cares. I read Batman Hush.
Oh, okay. I read Hush. Did you like it?
It was pretty confusing. I had a hard time following what was going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with Hush.
And, you know, I was going to let Ty read it, but I was like, dude, I could barely figure out what was going on. And I don't think I actually did.
It's not really right for him.
No, it's... But, you know, he's seen those animated films.
I read a lot of old Guardians of the Galaxy comic books. Not old, like 2 years old. The ones that are on Marvel Unlimited. The Brian Michael Bendis run that's sort of based on the movie. That's the team. It's the team from the movie.
You talked about this last week.
Did I talk about that?
Yep.
I think I said I was going to finish it. Well, now I finished it.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to find something new to read.
I went to a Comic-Con.
That's right. How was it?
It was very small. This is now our third Comic-Con that we have in Cincinnati.
Why so many Comic-Cons in Cincinnati?
A lot of people.
There's only one in Manhattan.
You can set one up really cheap and you can be close to a lot of people. That's my guess.
That's probably what it is. It was only $5 to get in.
Wow. So that's a good that reason. Is cheap.
Yeah. I don't know. I walked around. There's a bunch of cosplayers. That was about it.
It was worth it. I saw some photos.
It was worth it. I there was one artist that was like drawing kind of kid friendly Star Wars stuff. Kind of super deformed. So I bought some of his stuff.
Cool.
The art was super deformed or he was?
Or both.
Right. No, he looked like a normal dude. He was sitting
by normal. Yes.
Right. He was sitting right next to the guy who draws the Dora Golden books.
Nice.
And SpongeBob books. Yeah. All the Nickelodeon property Golden books this guy drew.
That's cool. Have you ever been to the Long Island Comic Con, Wombat?
No. It's at the Airplane Museum.
Right.
It's always during E3.
Oh, okay.
It's like always that weekend of E3. So,
well, that's perfect for you then.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure it's already posted, whatever it is. It's like GeekCon or something like that.
I don't know.
The best thing that happened at this was before we even stepped in the door, my daughter started like just saying, Ray, 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 Ray. And she had seen that there was a cosplayer of Ray from Star Wars, like all the way like across the room, like, through the sea of people. Well, not a sea, but like hundreds of people. She picks out Ray and we had to go meet Ray, and Ray was very nice, but we had to wait until Chewbacca went in a different direction. That way we could go see Ray, because Chewbacca, not so great up close for a 2-year-old.
A little scary.
Right.
Eternal Con is the 10th, 11th, and 12th of June.
Right.
Eternal Con?
That's what they call it.
Okay.
I didn't name
it. Is there any significance to that? Like, is Long Island Eternal Island or something?
I think it's supposed to sound Asian somehow.
No.
No? You don't think so? Mystic? Asian? Mysterious?
No. It's eternal. I don't know what's Asian-y about that.
I don't know. You know those, like, ancient Asian stories? People
do I know? I don't.
Allow me to tell you a few of them right now.
Spin us a yarn of ancient.
The only Asian stories I know are the Five Chinese Brothers, and I think that book is banned now.
Is it? I love that book.
Me too.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Come on, there was like some people who lived forever in there, no?
I'll take your word for it.
Something was eternal. That sword, maybe?
Maybe.
The dim sum they ate? I don't know.
I read a little bit of a book at Half Price Books. Like I always go look at the collectible children's book because my wife collects Nancy Drew books.
Right.
And there was this How Babies Are Made book. Have you ever read this? It's a Time Life book. It's from 1968. Like,
it has like watercolor pictures?
It has. No, they're like construction paper pictures, like cut out of construction papers.
Oh, weird.
With like a dog, and this is his penis, and
dog. Whoa.
And then there's dogs humping. And
why are they showing dog penis?
Well, they show dude penis as well, if that's what you want to see.
Yes. I was worried for a second.
It's all like construction paper art.
That's pretty weird. That's like Matisse, right? Those shapes, the Matisse shapes exhibit.
No. More lifelike than that.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a picture that I can send to you on it.
Oh, yeah. I need to see some dog dick as soon as possible. Please send me that. Send that my way.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Oh, it's not a very good image, though. But this will give you an idea of what I read today. How do I send it to you? There we go. Great radio here. How do you send stuff on this, Google?
You can't.
No. I'll put it on the outline or something. That's how I do it.
What is it called? What did you Google to find it?
Here. It's right here. Put it on the outline.
Right.
Go right there. There's only a few images in there, and it doesn't have the dogs humping, which I think is great.
Oh, I see. How Babies Are. I've never seen this before. That's not bad. That's very artistic, actually. There's a, yeah.
Nothing as artistic as two chickens humping.
Yeah, why chickens?
Well, that's because there was an earlier section on eggs.
I guess.
There was some chicken sperm earlier in the book.
Can't they just go right to the human part? I figure like all that animal stuff, it isn't really important. You just go right to the human stuff and then people can figure out the animal, how the animals do it, right?
I also don't care how animals do it.
Right. I mean,
for all intents and purposes.
What about those chickens though?
But I mean, that's how else would they do it?
I don't know. I've never really thought about chickens, how chickens hump before.
Exactly. That's why they can skip this.
Why would you?
They can skip this whole part. I mean, yeah, the bee and the flower. Yeah, that's interesting. But
next time you're at KFC and you get a whole chicken, you can go, that's where the penis goes. That right there, that's where the penis goes.
That's the most delicious part.
I almost bought this book just because I thought it was hilarious, but then I was afraid that I'd have to explain it to my daughter before. Like, she'd just pick it up and start talking about it.
No, the book that I got, my parents bought me, was called Where Do I Come From? And is that the one you're thinking of?
That's the one that I remember.
Yeah, that's like the
go-to. That's the one that sort of child, there was also a movie.
Oh, Where Did I Come From?
Yeah, and there was a movie. There was like a cartoon movie, which I remember seeing.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, yeah. I see. It's on YouTube.
Based on the book.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a better link to that book. This one will give you some better sperm made out of cardboard paper.
Oh, it's on BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Sperm. Oh, well, there's some cardboard balls right there.
Card balls?
Yep. Yeah, it's. I don't know. This is cool. It's just the dog thing. No one needs to see the dogs giving birth. That's just a waste of time, right? Shipwreck, don't pass out by looking at this.
Oh, no.
Please, are you lying down?
I'm fine.
Good. All right. How about some new releases?
Sure.
I see all your favorite games are here.
They are. Let's see here. We got Pac-Man. That came out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. Unfamiliar with that game. What's it about?
There's a description if you want to read it on Xbox.com.
Okay, I'll check it out.
This is basic Pac-Man, I see.
Yeah, this is the classic arcade game Pac-Man. Namco just put out their old games.
Cool.
So you got Dig Dug, you got Galaga. Or Galaga, however you want to pronounce it.
I think Galaga.
I go with Galaga.
Okay.
And I think that's what Tony Stark refers to it in the Avengers movie, right?
Yeah, I've always called it Galaga, but I've heard the other pronunciation as well.
It's got to be the Japanese.
That man over there is playing Galaga,
right? Yeah, right. It's got to be the Japanese. Yeah. And then Miss Pac-Man.
Sorry, Miss Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man. And or they're $3.99 each, or you can get the 3-in-1 bundle that does not include Ms. Pac-Man for $8.
I don't understand that at all.
They've done this before. They've left Ms. Pac-Man out because everybody knows that's the superior game.
Is that what it is? Is that people are going to buy it separately?
I think that's what it is.
Why?
I prefer Dig Dug, to be perfectly honest.
Over Ms. Pac-Man?
Yes, I prefer Dig Dug.
Why not just charge more and include all of them? How about that? Anyway.
And I saw that Ms. Pac-Man is almost 1 gigabyte for Ms. Pac-Man.
What does it do?
It's got achievements and trophies.
Mm.
People were saying it's because it's uncompressed audio. So you can really get that true Ms. Pac-Man mono speaker sound. Awesome. That was in the original.
Fantastic. What else?
It looks like Lichdom Battle Mage finally came out for PlayStation 4.
I remember that game.
That game is. I liked that game on PC.
I remember playing that at an E3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I played quite a bit of it on PC. It got really difficult towards, I don't know, I was probably like 15 hours in or so. But it's pretty cool. You're a wizard, basically, that you can combine different spells, ice, fire, all that stuff. And it's a first-person shooter, kind of like Hexen, I guess, because you're shooting spells instead of guns.
Yep.
But I like that game. It's $50, which seems fine. There was enough content. It's just hard to swallow since I played that game 2 years ago or something. Yep. Also, Pang Adventures came out. This is... Are you guys familiar with Pang?
Not really. Should I be?
What about Buster Bros?
No.
Okay. I believe it was Buster Bros is the name of the United States. It's a classic arcade game as well.
Yeah, I know the game, and yet I'm not thinking about what it is. So
there's like orbs involved. You're shooting balls around.
Pang. I'm looking at Pang. Oh, Buster. Oh.
Shooting balls around.
Oh, Buster.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now I know the game. Okay. You're shooting the balloon and it turns into smaller balloons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that game.
Yep. So okay. That's back. Anything that's, else?
I didn't even know it was missing.
I guess last week, Bravely Second came out on 3DS. I know you guys have a lot of interest in that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Star Fox is going to be out the end of this week, Star Fox Zero. And the reviews for that have been divisive, I would say.
That's a good way to put it.
Seems like they screwed it up, is another way to put it.
Motion controls.
It's got touchscreen controls as well. Stop screwing it up, Nintendo.
Well, this one was supposed to be... I can't forget. What is this, the one that we all knew was going to be sort of budget? Or is there another game that's coming out?
Well, you're thinking of the Metroid game, maybe?
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, the Star Fox game, it kind of always looked like it could be budget. But we saw it a long time ago. I mean, this game's... We first saw it 2 E3s ago, I believe.
I see.
But how hard is it just to make a good Star Fox game that people want to play? Like, that's the big thing. Like, people want to play these games, Nintendo. Stop making it so we don't want to play them.
You've been following the Polygon controversy?
As far as them not reviewing the game because they didn't finish it, basically.
Yeah. And they didn't finish it because basically they just didn't like it.
Didn't want to. Yeah. I don't have an issue with that so much, I guess.
Yeah, it's... They were honest.
Did you notice that there was a like big Star Fox ads running on the site?
Yeah. Are they still?
Well, it's not going to hurt the Metacritic score, so that's something. That's a consolation. What would you rather have? A non-review or a review that gives you a 5 or a 4 or a 3 or a 1?
Or a 2 or a 1.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. The guy hated it so much, he could easily have given it a 1. Maybe that's, you know, Howard Stern always says he gets invited to all these movie premieres and stuff, and he only talks about the movies if he liked them. So there's movies that he sees that he hates and that he just doesn't talk about them on the air ever. So do you think it's right for a reviewer to just say, hey, I'm not going to give this game a score. I don't want to play it anymore. I'm only going to review the games I like. It's like a weird situation. I mean... Why this game? Out of all the shitty games that are out there, this game is so shitty?
Well, it's because you can pass on plenty of games that you know you're not going to like, but a big website's going to review Star Fox. They're at least going to check it out.
But he didn't. It says this is not a review.
Well,
of Star
I know,
Fox.
But it started as a review.
Right. The intention was to
review. When he sat down to play that game, he was going to review it because Star Fox has clout. People want to know if it's good or not. So yeah, I don't know. I don't mind them doing that. I mean, like you said, what do you want them to do? Just put a review up there and act like they played the whole thing?
Or do you need to have played the whole thing to give it a review? Why can't he just say the game sucks and here's a 2? I didn't finish it. Say in the review I didn't finish it, and that's because it sucks. I doubt that the game, you know, the game sucks. It's not going to get much better. If you don't like it, it's not all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh, I do like this game. I should give it a 4 instead of a 2. I don't know. It just seems weird. Like, if you don't like a game, you don't have to review it, even though you were going to review it. If you're, you know, when that's
paid to review it.
I mean, it's one thing when Howard Stern does it because he's not a movie critic, right?
Well, that's, yes, that is a different situation entirely.
Yeah. And people don't, you know, go to Howard Stern to get reviews of movies.
You know, but sometimes that's why people like to hear what he thinks about movies.
Sure, of course. But
that's why people wanted to hear me talk about The Jungle Book.
But if every game site, just the time a game came out and they didn't think it was going to get a good score, just said, hey, you know what? We're just not reviewing the game. We're going to tell you why we don't like it, but there's no score.
But isn't that really reviewing it? I mean, it's a fine line. It
doesn't affect the Metacritic, which is huge.
Yeah. So
it's sort of a cop out in a way. Not to attack. I'm not looking to attack anybody, but.
But
imagine if everybody. No, I'm
you
not.
You clearly
I'm just
don't like the writer of the article personally.
That's completely false. I'm just offering this up for discussion. I think it's an interesting
topic.
You
don't like him so much, you're not even going to finish him.
Well, I'm not going to. Wait, what? I missed that joke. I'm sorry. It went right over
my
head.
It's okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's hard to. I don't know. If the game is no good, you don't want to write a review. It's sort of like a cop-out, I feel. Unless that's what you say you're going to do from the start. That's part of your review policy, then that's totally fine.
It's Star Fox. People will buy it. Doesn't matter. I mean, he's not going to do that for like a lesser-known game. Right?
I don't know.
You're
saying like, if he gave it a 2 or a 3 or something horrible, then it would just be so much grief from Nintendo fans that it's just not worth it?
I don't think they care about that, really.
No? People seem to care a lot about
it. Do you remember
everything.
When I panned that game, that Sega first-person shooter on the Wii? What the hell was that game called?
I do remember it.
Oh,
the
my.
Conduit?
I got. What was that game called?
The Conduit.
The Conduit. I got more hate messages from saying crap about that game. And I got that game early before it came out, so no one had even played it yet.
It was up on a Nintendo.
It was on Go Nintendo.
Go
there
Nintendo,
was like
yep.
There was like pages of comments about how terrible I am.
So people do care. Of course they care.
They really cared. And then the game came out and it was another piece of garbage. And no one apologized. Not one of those people. And now they're all dead.
I don't think that's true.
No?
No. I don't know. I think it's interesting. It's an interesting topic for discussion. I don't know. There it is. I'm not playing this game either way. I don't have. Do you need a new 3DS to enjoy this? Are there
it's
any
extra?
It's on
the Wii U. So
it's on the
yes.
Wii U.
Oh, Wii U.
So yes, you need a new
well,
version.
Well, I'm really not buying it.
You need a new version of the 3DS called the Wii U.
I don't want that. Sounds shitty.
Uh-huh. Even though I know it's so not what I want, I'm still tempted to buy it.
No.
Just I want to see it.
No.
Rent it from your library or something.
Take your wife out to dinner for her birthday.
He can do both.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Where am I taking? Yeah. It's a $50 game, right?
Mm-hmm. You could buy her a steak.
I could.
What else is out this week?
A bunch of stuff that's already been out came out on PC.
Okay.
And different. I don't know. Final Fantasy IX, now available on PC.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, it's a bunch of stuff that, it's a bunch of Japanese stuff that you don't have interest in. Metal Slug
right.
2, now available on PC.
Yay. All right. Well, it's time for a word from our friends at Harry's.com. You know, I had a great shave the other day. I only shave about once a week because nobody cares, really. Mrs. Cheapy cares. For the weekend, I have to shave. And what happens is I have, you know, the very thick facial hair. So it's sometimes I feel not confident in being able to go right to the blade to the hair without shaving with an electric razor first. You know what I'm saying, Wombat?
Mm-hmm.
But I got that new Harry's blade with a new rubber handle, and I shaved right through that with no trim, no pre-trim down this week, Wombat.
I also have stopped doing. I'm like you. I don't shave as often as I should, and I also used to have to do the pre-shave buzz, and I don't do that anymore.
And it takes a long time. It makes everything.
I'm not a fan. I wasn't a fan of it, but I felt like I had to do it. And you know what? No, with the high-res razor and those blades. Those blades, you know, they're German engineered.
That means they're sharp, I think.
Yes, they are so sharp that if you stare at them long enough, the hair will just go away from your face.
Really? You don't even need to make contact?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't even have to make contact.
Oh, sounds good. I'm going to try that.
You should try that.
Interesting.
It's Harry's patented stare shave.
Yeah, it was nice. I had a really, it was a really good shave, and it made me glad that Harry's was a sponsor. And I want to let our fans know that if they haven't ordered from Harry's before, they can use coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off their order. And I would highly recommend that you get that $15 kit that comes with the handle, the blades, and your choice of gel or shaving cream, which is also very nice.
I think I like the cream. I'm still like on the fence, having used both. But I'm using the cream now, and I like the cream.
I like the gel, but I have not tried the cream.
Jelly.
You really can't go wrong. It's a win-win, really.
And I shave daily, not like you heathens.
Do you really? I was going to ask about that. I figured as a redhead.
Do you hair from your
face? I grow it in patches, so I shave daily.
But you can,
that's
people
what I was
can
gonna
see
say, because you don't have the nice, thick, even Jew face beard like we have.
I just like to be clean cut.
Yeah.
And Harry's gives me that opportunity.
So you're saying that the Duck Dynasty guys are not clean cut Americans?
They don't look clean at all in any regard.
Yeah, they're hunting ducks.
I don't know why that's where my brain went.
I don't either.
Beards. You're thinking too much of beards. Big burly men with beards. Stop it.
Yep.
Anyway.
I like thinking about that.
I know you do. Go to harrys.com and make sure you use coupon code CADCAST. Get $5 off your order, free shipping. You can't afford not to do it. So just do it right now. Thank you, Harry's. How about some Wombats news and stuff? Well, we talked
about
what's
going on.
We talked about, I put all these things on here also.
Yeah.
I guess we're done talking about the Star Fox thing.
Yes.
Did either of you guys play the Overwatch beta?
You told me that I should check it out, and then when I went to go check it out, the beta was over. So I lost.
It was very short. It was 2 days. I didn't even know
it was happening.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I found out, and it was just magical that I was able to, not magical, but a coincidence, I would say, that I was able to get it going. But I played it on PC, and I was actually very impressed with it. I liked it a lot better than Bloodborne, and it's a different type of game than Bloodborne.
You mean so that one?
Bloodborne is a Demon's Souls game.
Not Bloodborne. Battleborne. Oh, okay. Too many games that sound alike. Who can keep track of all these things?
I just call them all Bone Storm.
Bone Storm. Lee Trevino's fighting golf. yeah, so the difference, I guess the big difference in this one is, there's a bunch of different heroes that you choose from. You know, it's still a first-person shooter. And there's like, I don't know, like 20 or something. It looks like a Street Fighter character select screen. And all these guys are
similar to...
Right. Similar to...
Battleborne.
I almost said Bloodborne again. It's similar in that way. And it tells you the characters are divided into sections. So some of them are like, you know, attack, defense, whatever. And it tells you what their special moves, special powers are. In this one, you can switch each character, you know, throughout the round. You don't have to be that character throughout the round. And it just feels really good. It feels the pew-pew feels really solid. The characters are fun to play with, and they feel really different from one to the next. You need to sort of – it's a team-based game, so if you're not playing as a team – you're pretty much not going anywhere. I like how it gives you like the instant replay at the end of the match, the play of the game. So it's exciting if they choose you for the play of the game, and then it saves your highlights. It seems like it's set up well for sharing over social media.
Which one is this one? Is this the epic one?
The Blizzard. Blizzard.
The Blizzard. One. Okay.
What's Blizzard. The epic one called?
Paragon.
Yeah.
I think.
Something right? like that.
That sounds right. So this
I'll
is the Blizzard one. Okay.
Right. This one doesn't feel like a MOBA.
Couldn't they have just called all of these games like the name of the company since they all are making this game?
No. See, this one doesn't feel like the other one. This one feels like a, a competitive team-based shooter, it doesn't feel like a MOBA. If you hadn't ever, if you didn't know about MOBA, you wouldn't think that they've implemented some crazy new.
So is it more arena-based then?
Yeah.
Okay, so not hallways.
Correct. And you know, there's no corridors. There's no minions that you're leading through. There's different objectives and things, but it's really about picking the right characters with your team. And, you know, it'll actually, what's nice is when you're putting the team together at the start of the match, it'll tell you, the computer will tell you on screen, like, oh, you haven't selected enough offensive guys, or you have too many defense, or whatever. No tank. I don't know. It was really fun. And I was playing it the whole, you know, whenever I could. And I was very disappointed on Sunday that it was, didn't actually go on Sunday. It ended Saturday. So I'm going to get this.
I tried to download it on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm going to pre-order this from Best Buy and get my $10 reward certificate and 20% off. I'm going to get it for PC because it felt, I was actually doing okay. And I feel like people playing the beta are going to be pretty good. Not that I was like doing well, but I mean, I could get some kills. So I don't know. Overwatch, I was very pleasantly surprised. Yeah, and of course you're unlocking stuff like skins and things like that. They're gonna, you know. I also played the Doom beta. You guys didn't try that, did you?
No, but I have interest in that.
Well, it's just a multiplayer.
I don't have interest in that.
Yeah, and you're really not going to have interest in it. They basically tried to make it, it feels a lot like an Unreal tournament, but shitty and devoid of any sort of character or worthwhile atmosphere. So I lost interest in that really quickly and bailed. And especially, you know, compared to Overwatch, I would rank those three games so far. Doom on the bottom, Battleborn in the middle, and then Overwatch on top by a lot. Is there one more of those games? Paragon, we said. And is that it?
Oh no, there's the Bethesda one.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
Battle Cry?
Battle Cry.
So it's Battle Cry, Battleborn, Overwatch, and Paragon.
I don't know about Paragon because I just don't know about it, but I'm going to go out on a fence here, out on a limb, and say that Overwatch is going to be the only successful one out of those other four. Doom, I don't know. People buy Doom for the single Doom player, right?
Yeah. We're not talking about Doom in this conversation.
No, Doom's not in part of this conversation.
No.
It's the Battleborn Cry
Watch.
Gone games.
Gone Watch.
Watch. Genre. All right, so there it is. How about Sony? So there
how
were
about
more
Sony.
Yeah, there were more PS4 Neo PS4K rumors between.
It got a name.
It's got a code name. Not
which
a real
is Neo.
Name, which is Neo. Because it's the One Wombat.
I already have a console called the One.
What were the other details here? Because I guess I forgot to put a link.
It's a more powerful console. Isn't that the basics?
Yeah, it's going to be a more powerful console. Developers will have to put out, like, you can't put out a game just for the Neo. It has to be for PS4 and then be enhanced for Neo. You can't just have a Neo exclusive game.
That's going to suck.
So is that going to make games more expensive to make for the PlayStation 4?
It doesn't make them cheaper to make, but it's not.
And now is this also the other way around? Like, can you have a game that's PS4 only because it would obviously play in this new console? Like,
sure.
Does it have to have the upgrade option or is
no?
It just...
I would. Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay.
We're just talking about rumors here, anyways.
But sure, that's fun though.
I just picture, like, eventually there being, if this goes down this route, there being games that work on PS4. But that don't play well.
Do you think so?
I'm gonna say this is where I will disagree because I still think that a lot of these third party developers are making games that'll run on the most consoles possible.
Sure, run as run
and
the best.
And that includes the PlayStation 4 that most that 35 million people already own, in addition to the 19 million Xbox Ones that are already out there. So the PS4 Neo would have to sell a significant amount in order to make it reasonable to want to make this better version for whatever the development cost might be.
I mean, it could be, there could be tools from Sony that make, you know, you basically make the game. I don't know how it would work. You make the game for the Neo and then it down. No, I mean,
it's the same as when they developed for PC.
Right. It's going to cost money.
It's going to cost some money. Based upon what I've seen so far of the rumors, it just seems like it's not going to cost that much money to develop for both. I mean, you just have more RAM at your disposal, or more GPU or more processor, so you're able to take advantage of it.
Hey, I'm all aboard. I mean, I'm ready to upgrade. I mean, I wasn't particularly impressed.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
All right.
No.
I don't know enough at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, the 4K, like, the 4K stuff, you can just forget about it. Unless you're in a situation where you're playing at your desk, which I think most people are in a living room setup, and they're not in like a dorm setup or something like that. If your face is not that close to the screen, 4K has no real effect for you. And there's just not that much content anyway, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference that it's 4K. So I don't know. I don't know.
There's not enough yet to know anything.
I guess so.
Something is happening.
Something is it sounds like this is definitely happening at this point. And I'm interested in hearing about it, and I'm curious to see what the differences would be. It sounds like it wouldn't be a huge difference between the Neo versions and the regular PS4 versions, but it could be the difference between 30 frames per second and 60 frames per second, which for some people is a huge difference.
What if it lets you plug in a USB hard drive?
Again, that's like the one thing that I'd be like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, but we talked about that before.
I know.
Totally feasible to me.
But it also seems feasible that that's something they should be able to add to the existing console.
Well, should be, or could, it could be and will, are all different things.
Yeah.
They want you to spend that money on the new hotness. This is a question from @BigMike8109, and he asks, what's the first PS4 game to get a 4K remaster? It's got to be, you know, it like
Knack.
Which one? No, Knack cannot run in 4K on the PS4. You got to think about, what was that game with the spaceship? It was like a launch PS4 game. Rezogun.
There you go.
That could probably run in 4K, maybe. I don't know. There's a lot going on in that. Thomas Was Alone is going to be the first 4K game, I predict. It's going to be something like that, right? It's not Uncharted.
Infamous.
No, it can't. It can't be a game like that. It's just not possible.
I understood.
You would need like three of those fucking things duct taped together. Neo Geo, right, Wombat?
Yep.
That was a good...
You like that joke? That was a funny joke.
Why don't you tell it? Why don't you tell it right now?
I heard the rumor is that they're going to be launching this console worldwide upon release.
Oh, really?
It's going to be the Neo Geo.
Thanks, Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing more Ratchet & Clank. Have either of you guys been playing that?
Nope.
It is sitting on my coffee table.
I did not buy it.
It's great.
I'm sure it is. I just haven't bought it.
Yeah, I keep playing it. I'm up to the hoverboard races now, which I don't think I'm going to be playing because it's not fun. It looks very good, but the rest of the game is so good. Like, I'm not going to fuck around with that. But it's great. I highly recommend that game. It's only $40. You should grab that, Ratchet & Clank.
I'll add it to my list.
Please. I can give it to you when I'm done because I bought the disc, didn't I?
Yeah, you could.
Yep, I will.
That'd be right neighborly of you.
Mm. That's going to open up a door.
What do you mean a door? what does that mean?
No, I just, it was a joke.
Oh, you mean I'm totally fine to lend Wombat. Usually I download the game, so I can't lend them to Wombat.
No, I understand. Yeah. It was
and it's not like I'm going to keep it.
I know where you live.
Exactly.
Or sell it
you
back.
Can sell
Something.
It.
Yeah. I would not do that. Give me a little credit here.
Shipwreck doesn't want to give you any credit, I feel.
No, none.
It's more fun not to give him credit.
That's true.
What else we got here in Sony?
I've been messing around with my my Vita lately.
Uh-huh.
I got one of those 64 gig memory cards.
Oh, cool.
Whoa, what are you, a millionaire? Whew. La-di-da, 64, huh?
Right. Shit. Imported that sucker. Because they only sell the 64 gigs in Japan, I believe.
Is that true?
Yes. Oh. The 64 gig has never come out in the United States. But we only get up to 32 here. Yeah, 64 gigs, great. I've been downloading for days and have not filled it up yet. But it's amazing how many Vita games I have acquired, like on PlayStation Network, just through PlayStation Plus, I guess.
I believe it. You're very diligent.
What?
You're very diligent at getting these games. You don't miss any of
stuff like crazy. But no, I've been playing. Why don't you pronounce that in a Japanese way, and then I'll pronounce it how I think it's said.
Which one? The game under that. Ratchet and Clank?
Yes.
That doesn't look like Japanese to me.
Yeah, it doesn't look Japanese to me either. It just looks like Ray Gigant. Or Ray Gigant?
Yeah. You don't really end a word with a T like that in Japanese.
It's a Japanese game, and I don't know how to pronounce it. I would say Ray
Here, Gigant. I'm just going to Google it. Ray Giant?
Gigant is what I would say.
Look, Ray Gigant.
Here. Just based upon what I know what that second half, the Gigant are, which are giant, I don't know, kind of Pacific Rim type characters.
Oh, okay. It's probably German. They usually use like, they usually take these, get these titles from Europe somewhere. I don't know. It doesn't look like it Japanese to me.
All the voice acting is in Japanese.
No, it's a Japanese game, but like, you know, like that, all those fucking games.
No, I get it.
They give them some crazy ass titles.
Right. So this game comes out like in a few weeks, I think early May. But I got sent over a code because I was interested in it because it is a dungeon crawl, similar to the Etrian Odyssey type of thing. So like you're filling in the map as you're walking through the dungeon. But it also has like visual novel type storytelling, like a Danganronpa type of thing. And it also boasted that it had like music-based battles. But so far, I'm like 3 hours in, and none of that music-based stuff has come up at all yet. It's got to be in there because it still feels like I'm playing tutorial this far into the game, and I've gone through a lot of dialogue. And you get to choose, like, every once in a while, you get to, like, you're talking to a girl, and you can tell her that she's cute, that type of thing. So I'm trying to tell every girl that I see that she's cute because I figured that's the best thing to do in these games. I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes girls like it when you don't say that. You gotta be nasty to them.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out which girls.
I believe that's called negging. So that
could be. I don't know. Is there a name for that?
Yeah. Oh.
I thought it was called being a dick.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
Right.
So I'm trying
that guy's name,
the
Mystery. Isn't that his name? That show? That dating show? Never mind.
Yeah.
No idea what you're talking about.
People watching dating shows?
It was on VH1.
Oh, VH1. You know, I'm all over that shit.
Never mind.
But then, like, the battles you're filling out, you're doing the traditional turn-based RPG battles in this game. It's got a lot going on. I'm still trying to figure out what exactly I'm playing.
Or how to say it.
Right. I don't play it with the volume up, so maybe they say that somewhere in there. I have no idea what the Ray means so far.
Oh, yeah. The giant monster is known as the Gigant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the Ray is.
It has not been explained in the 2 or 3 hours that I've been playing.
Cool. Perfect. This is why I can't play these games.
No, you would hate this game. Like you would have not made it past the first day where like there was like one half a fight and just like endless dialogue streams that are trying to explain things like Gigants.
Right.
And we call this the, what's the, I tweeted this out. What's the Japanese word for black?
Kuro. You,
yeah. Kuro. Whatever.
Liara, I think it is.
It is Ray.
Right.
Ray Liotta Gigant.
Right.
As long as I can remember, I've there, always wanted to a be a giant monster.
There's a line, though, that like they tried to translate, and they were calling something, I don't know, whatever these abilities that they have so that they can harness and talk to the Gigants and battle them or whatever.
Rays, I bet.
No, it's not that.
Oh.
It sounds, it looks like Onimusha type of word.
Okay.
But they like are translating it, and they're like, we call them Kuro, however you pronounce your...
Yeah, that's close enough.
Because that is English for black.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, no, it's like, not.
What?
Anybody look at this over here?
Right. I think you're translating the wrong way on this.
I don't think they hired 8-4 for this production.
No. Like, I stared at that screen for a while. Like, I was Googling on my phone, like... Is this another word for black that I don't know in the English language?
Right, right. Like, what's happening here? They hired 8-3. They figured they could save a few bucks. Where are we here?
Nintendo.
It's a cereal now. At Shimra asks, have you picked up any of the SNES re-releases on the new 3DS? None of us have a new 3DS, do we?
Nope.
So the answer is no. So that's one of the things that you need the new 3DS to play. Those you need if you want to play the SNES games, you have to have the new 3DS.
Yeah. Yeah, to play that and like two other games, you have to have the new 3DS.
So the PS4 Neo is not going to have that issue, right? Is there a difference?
As far as what we know so far.
I mean, what's the difference between new 3DS and PS4K? Isn't it pretty much the same story? In terms of being more powerful versions of their
console? Guarantee. Well, I don't know that PlayStation has guaranteed that everything on the 3DS was not guaranteed to work on the old 3DS.
Right. Right. Gotcha. Okay, Microsoft. I played Gears of 4 beta.
I tried to, and I couldn't get into a game.
When I got into the games, most of the graphics were missing, including my character.
Fine.
And pretty much everything else but the floor and like a few bushes. It was pretty weird. But after I relaunched the game, I got in there, and I actually live streamed it for a little while. I don't know. It's having played the Gears of War Ultimate Edition. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was called, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems really similar to that. It doesn't seem like there's graphical leaps. And I know this is the beta and a lot can happen. I don't know when the actual game is coming out.
It's not till like October or something.
Okay. So
it's a ways off. Okay. So I wouldn't judge it on graphics. Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't look particularly impressive compared to, I guess, the Ultimate Edition. I don't know. It was all right. It's just the multiplayer. They let you play in there. I don't know that I would play any more of it right away.
I did take your advice, and I played some of the Halo.
Oh, Warzone? Yeah. Warzone
Firefight?
What? Firefight, right.
Yeah, I played like a couple hours of that on Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
I enjoyed it. I didn't come in last every time.
Did you spend any rec cards?
I used some rec cards. I killed the boss thing like 4 times in a row, and I got a little like bonus for that.
Legendary kill.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of those.
There's no announcer in that, right?
No, it would be cool if there was.
Yeah, what's up?
But I don't know. But yeah, we should play sometime because it was fun. Be nice. It does need a little meat. It needs a little meat on it.
I think it's over, by the way.
Oh, is the beta over? When it's not in beta anymore.
More meat? Like what? So, more meat?
Like it needs, like, you know, well, the beta only had one map. I'm assuming there'll be more maps.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's great about the Halo 5. I mean, they just keep adding free content to the game. It's all supported by the whales, basically.
Mm-hmm. It just needs a little variety. A variety to the waves. The waves felt a little samey. So, I don't know. I mean, again, it was a lot of fun.
And I like that it's not too long. Like, it's five waves. That's fine. Yeah. That's a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm. No, it hits the right notes for someone like me who doesn't necessarily want to play alone, but doesn't want to feel like they're bringing their team down. So,
right. You can play. You know what? You might like the other Warzone modes, too, because, you know, they're pretty big teams.
Yeah, I've played them before.
You can't, like, fuck it up too bad. Pretty
not
much.
Too bad. I know, right?
It's not like Capture the Flag or something like that.
That's why I like the Star Wars game.
Right. You just sort of, you know, you're not making a big impact either way.
Nope. Which, you know, has its ups, advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah, I got, you know, I opened some cards, and I don't know if everybody got this. I don't think so, because this is Halo I'm talking about, Halo 5.
Yes.
I got the, you know, the little plaque that you put your name on in the multiplayer modes? I forgot what they call it, and the badge, I don't know what it is. But I got one that animates.
Oh, that's cool.
I've never seen that before.
Me neither.
I don't even know how I got it. Just, I guess I must have opened it in a random pack. And it's stars. And it looks really cool.
I have one with stars on it, but I don't think it animates. I opened a pack and also it was like a solid background with a bunch of stars and like a big star in the middle or something.
That's what this is. But mine twinkles. Maybe everybody
Maybe mine does and I just didn't realize it.
Everybody probably got it and I just thought I was cool.
Sorry, dude.
Everybody else thought it was lame, so nobody
I mean, it. No. I got one. It's flowers. It's flowers and rainbows and a unicorn.
Does it animate?
Nope.
Okay. Mine animates. And it said legendary.
Yeah, mine's legendary.
Sounds good.
Legendary.
Can I sell that and retire?
No, I don't think so. Damn. Yeah, I got a helmet also.
Yeah, it's fun. I like that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I played enough to where I was able to unlock one gold pack and one silver pack and call it a night.
It's just, I never feel like I need to spend real money.
No.
It's not like NHL.
Nor did I.
Ultimate team or NFL ultimate or whatever that is. So also in the world of Microsoft, Xbox 360 is no longer being produced anymore after 10 years.
I thought they had already stopped.
Right. Well, who's really paying attention?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is news, I guess. There's still plenty on shelves. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's good. All right. Everybody loves Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Just remember what $500 million can do to your marketing, to your product, if you inject it like halfway through its lifespan. It can do a lot. You know? That's what basically...
Xbox 360 was pretty good.
It was.
That was a solid console.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So this the golden years. Now we're
it's crazy that it's been that long ago that thing came out.
Yep.
It's true. It,
I don't know. That the 360 was such a, like, I don't know. It, like, brought everything into the modern age of, like, having, like, I don't know, a dashboard and the online features were finally in place.
Digital
and,
games that you could buy from your house. I mean, you know, for a lot of people, this was a very radical idea 10 years ago.
It just seems like these consoles now are not that revolutionary.
They are not. In comparison, they are not.
Especially when they launched without features that the Xbox 360 had, or, you know, had acquired over the years. That was just weird. Well, farewell, Xbox 360. You were good.
And it's amazing how close some things could have been that they just didn't quite do right. You know, the Kinect was a mistake, but if they had made it where it was just audio, because I'm staring at my Amazon.
Oh, you're talking
Echo.
About the Xbox One Kinect.
Yeah.
Okay, not the 360.
No.
360
about
Kinect
the
was not a mistake.
No. I'm talking about the Xbox One Kinect. And if they had made it instead of that, if they had made it like an Amazon Echo, where you just a speaker, which would have been probably significantly less expensive,
mm-hmm.
but connect it to your console, and you could voice command it to, I don't know, play a streaming music service throughout your house on your speakers.
Sure.
But not at that crazy launch price because they had to have a camera in it. It might have been a different conversation. It should have the ability where you could, it would be cool if you could yell at your Xbox to do something and have it talk back to you. Is that something that's coming? I feel like that's coming though, right?
Is it?
With Cortana?
Yeah.
Oh, it could be because you can do that on the PC. You can just say,
right? I could say like, hey, Xbox, what's the weather?
Maybe you will be able to do that right now already. Not right.
Huh? Like maybe sooner, more sooner than later? Is that something
I haven't talked to my Xbox in a long time.
I mean, you can't do it now.
I understand. I gotcha.
But is that coming with Cortana?
It probably is.
But that's something they should have launched with and beat Amazon to the punch.
Yeah, Amazon has the best like sort of home automation hub right now with that Alexa thing. You just can't beat it, you know, always listening.
And that's what's so interesting is because that was Microsoft's goal.
Let me hear my Alexa talking back to me right now.
That's funny. Because that was their goal, right? Wasn't that the whole thing? To be the hub of the living room? And
the camera was the wrong way to go.
Yeah. I don't think any of us predicted that the company that would have done it better would have been Amazon.
And even Apple TV now, when you buy it, the remote has the microphone built in.
Yeah.
And you push the button.
It's all about the voice. It's not about the camera. No treble.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's a good call. Good point. I think things would have been very different for Xbox One if they had that integrated microphone instead of the Kinect.
Not if they had still screwed up all that online stuff.
Well, the price.
The price. They would have been able to come down on the price at launch.
The price, but it wasn't just the price.
True. Well, the online stuff also revolved around the idea of the Kinect being there.
Yeah, but look, if the PS4 and Xbox One both launch at the same price, sure, it's possible that PS4 is going to sell more, but it's going to be a lot closer. Price is a huge factor. You know, when you combine it with other things, it can be an overwhelming factor.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? I didn't put this on here in the world of PC.
I did. Did you read about this at all?
I don't understand what this means.
Okay, so Sega has a whole bunch of games on Steam already, like all their Genesis games.
Yes, I have them. About.
Okay, so they're launching a hub that is just like a Sega Genesis hub that's going to be free, and I guess, I don't know, you'll go in there and be able to launch your Sega games from there or whatever. But they're also bringing Steam Workshop support to the Genesis games.
Oh, cool. So we're going to get some weird shit real soon.
Right. You're finally going to legally be able to play Sonic with a penis.
It's smart. They'll sell all these classic games.
It's really smart. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it cost them nothing, basically.
I think they probably saw like what was going on with Mario Maker. And they're like, well, we got these games out here. It costs us nothing to do. It might sell us some more copies of this. It's certainly going to get some like views on YouTube of the crazy crap that people will make. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. It's kind of a cool idea because it's a lot easier for people to go in and mod those old 16-bit games.
Oh, and there's going to be a hub.
Right.
And everything. Look at that. Cool. It's going to take place in a 90s Sega fan's bedroom. Shipwreck, your bedroom? There's going to be a lot of red stuff in there?
Yeah, sure. I was all about the Genesis.
I'm sure I wasn't joking.
I was a Genesis kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Genesis too.
Mm-hmm. I remember my brother got the Genesis for his 13th birthday, I want to say. And I remember playing Altered Beast and Golden Axe for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he was playing Golden Axe and you got to the part where you're on the top of the giant eagle or hawk or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the level. And you see the head of the hawk and I'm like, that's it. Video game graphics are never going to get better than that.
Right. Golden Axe was a game you put in to show off the system.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you like called in the magic powers and the dragon came out and everything.
That game was crazy for the time. I'd never seen anything like it.
Well, now you will be able to make that eagle's head into a giant penis.
Everything penis.
It's kind of how I roll, so.
You know there's going to be a pack, you know, like a Steam Workshop pack, just called the Penis Pack, and just turn every game into penis.
Mushroom Kingdom.
All right, where's the keg bag? Woohoo! All right, this is from, I can't read this shit. The J-Bone 69. No, 29. Sorry. Rank in order what you are most likely to buy this year. NX. That's the Nintendo thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Nintendo NX. PS Neo or PS VR. Who's going first?
I'll go first. I know my order.
Go.
I will definitely buy an NX.
Okay.
I could possibly buy a Neo. And I am not buying a VR, PSVR.
I have the same order as you, so that's nice and tidy.
I think we all have the same order. I don't know if I'm definitely getting an NX, but...
Somebody mentioned on my Facebook or Twitter, like, what if the PS Neo becomes a prerequisite for PSVR? What if they drop that bombshell? Is that a possibility?
I don't think so. Oh, have they already opened up pre-orders for PSVR?
Yes. Yes, but
then no.
They can be canceled, I think. Well, that's not going to happen.
No, no.
Okay. No. Okay, good. At space. What good beer has Shipwreck or anyone else drank this week? Shipwreck, are you drinking, please?
Right now, I'm drinking a Magic Hat Stealing Time.
I do like Magic Hat. I'm a fan.
That sounds good. Is it good?
Yeah.
Does it meet this guy's requisite to answer his question?
It's a nice summer wheat. It's becoming seasonal here pretty soon.
Nice.
So. I drank something else this week with Bastard in the name.
Fat Bastard?
Dirty Bastard. It was Founders Dirty Bastard.
Not old dirty bastard.
Old dirty bastard.
No, just the normal one. His earlier years.
At Lunatic Rhino writes in and says, "Wanting to buy a TV, is it time to go for the 4K ones or stick with the big 1080p? Feel like 4K is on the up and up. Buy the big 1080p. Come on,
as big as you can get.
Yeah, you're not going to regret it, and your significant other." May try to talk you out of it, say it's too big. It's not going to be too big. I'm pretty sure.
Go with the 10-foot screen.
Yeah, it's not going to be. Is it too big, Ship?
No, it's not too big.
Did you think, here's this question. Was there ever a point after you first installed it that you thought it was too big?
Maybe the slimmest of moments.
Like the first day, the first hour that you watched it?
Maybe like when I realized like I kind of had planned it out so well though. Like I knew what I was getting.
You checked out the distances and
right. I knew exactly like this with my room size, I want to be like 8 feet away, basically 8 to 9 feet away. And
nice. That's fucking so big.
Right.
So you could maybe benefit from 4K because that's so big and so close.
Right, like yeah, I can see the individual pixels.
Right, really, see that really, is that too big?
It's not too big.
That seems too big.
That's if you're watching a movie, a Blu-ray, you see the pixels.
No, not so much on pixels. Just like if I'm looking at like the Xbox One dashboard type of thing.
Yeah,
you can pick out the pixels.
Interesting. Just if you're here, this guy Lunatic Rhino, what you got to do is just Google 4K TV distance chart. And they will tell you the size and the distance and when it makes sense to have a 4K situation and when it makes sense to just go 1080p. That's the best answer that I can give. I'm sure that in most cases, it's going to be 1080p that makes sense. Shipwreck situation, obviously, a very extreme situation.
If you want to be in a situation, you want to be in my situation.
I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's a good place to be. But that's probably a very unusual situation. Like I fell, my couch is probably 7 feet away from the TV and I have 65 inches. But I will say like, yeah, it could be bigger. Right.
I'm at the distance where it's like, I wouldn't want it to be bigger. So it's just right.
that's great.
I think I could stand for a slightly bigger television.
Yeah. So, well, your television is also very close to the couch.
Yes.
So you may need to consult the chart.
I'll get the chart.
Right. Shipwreck, find a good chart for everybody. You're good at charts.
Okay.
All right. I think that's the show. Let's thank everybody for listening. Follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. And don't forget to check out harrys.com and use coupon code CAGCAST to get $5 off your order for new customers. Thank you, harrys.com. And is there a new Uninformed Opinions this week?
There is.
Ooh, what's it about?
We talked about the movie Pitch Perfect.
Oish. I still haven't watched it. Even despite your gushing over it, I have not watched it.
Well, it's your problem, not mine.
Did Spicer like it?
He did. He watched it for the first time and wanted to talk about it. And I was more than happy to oblige.
Yeah. Spicer seems like a sensitive guy. I can see him liking it. Oh, yeah, I like that too, though. You know,
Tear-face McTeary over here.
I tried to get Mrs. Chibi to watch it. She thought it was too girly. She's, you know.
Yes.
So I got to watch that on my own. Anyway, I think that's it. Right, Ship? Anything to add?
I was in mid-drink.
Oh. How about
That's all I was going to add.
How about a nice burp?
I don't have one in me right at the moment.
All right.
I don't
think. Well, that's it.
Bread's done.
No burp for you.
I tried.
Hey, this is Radio XM. Autobot
Intruder.
Where?
Here. There's a big rabbit attack.
Introducing Blaster. He looks like an innocent radio, but transformed, he's the powerful Autobot communicator.
Up here, it's time to blast. Watch out for Soundwave.
The Transformers, each sold separately from Hasbro.